Okay, can we record now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna get one.
Okay! Okay, hello and welcome. I'm Nick.
And I'm Caitlin.
And welcome to the Eliku Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review number 62, Synesteeth.
Synesteeth.
That's what I said.
No, it's not.
God damn it. Okay, so brought to us by our, I guess, quote-unquote friends at DigiPen from 2007. It's, how do you say it? You say it.
Synesteeth.
Synesteeth. It's a crossover game. It's a hybrid game. It's a mixed media telephonation.
It's a game that has you doing two things at once.
Sure. It's like your left hand is playing Robotron, and your right hand is playing
Stepmania.
Beatmania.
Okay.
Well, because Beatmania,
a rhythm game.
Yeah. You get, and then you run around, and if you, when you do well at the running around, you don't get hit, and when you do well at the rhythm game, you shoot lasers at baddies. And then you're running across this whole, like, cyber internal world of the mind, and you get words talked at you, and what else happens? And then you meet Count Stabbington.
Yes, and then you meet Count Stabbington.
You try it.
No, you pretty much covered it. It's really pretty, and everything is pulsing with the music, which is also amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, the team name, I guess, was Rolling Without Slipping. I don't know entirely what they coded it in, or they probably built it from scratch in some way. But they did a really good job with mixing the music and the gameplay. 'Cause each level has a song associated with it. And then, you know, the song has different sections, because that's how some songs are built. Especially, the whole soundtrack is, what is it, like, techno,
trance
music?
Stuff.
Yeah, trance music. And so, as it reaches different crescendos and different sections of the songs are equated with different rooms in the levels.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing the DDR, but it's, every room has a different music, and so the pattern is unique to each of those. Well, not always unique, because with three buttons, there's only so many patterns you can get. And yeah, they try to make it simpler, so there's not a lot of, like, gallops or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they use sort of a smaller set of unique patterns, but they're simpler. Mm-hmm. But they do always try to make it so that it actually matches to the song.
Yeah. And, like, one thing I like about it is that if you're having trouble keeping up with using all three buttons, you can just focus on, like, just the blue one or just the green one.
Mm.
And it won't, like, really punish you in any way for that.
Yeah. Because it's, both halves of the game are actually pretty hard. The running around, I think, is especially hard because a lot of the enemies are kind of just mean. Because although the whole game looks pretty, sometimes it's hard to tell where you are in relation to the enemies. There's particle effects going on. Things are swooshing around. Oh. Candy canes start dancing. And it's not always that bad, but sometimes you just really got to be on your running around, dodging stuff game.
I never really had that much of a problem with it, but okay.
A little bit. If you get chased into a corner, it can get pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, it's just a lot of guys.
But that's where skills come into play. If you get you unlock them over time, and every level you get to pick a skill to bring with you into the level. You start out with the, what is it, Euphoria, which just lets you heal yourself. But then as you go on, you unlock other ones, like Seven Swords and Universalism.
And Tiger Style.
Tiger Style! And each one of them does something pretty unique. Most of them are just about sort of eliminating how many enemies are on the field. Like, Seven Swords will just cut half of them.
Mm-hmm.
Universalism is cool because it just rotates the entire world and bad guys just fall off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them have other effects. like, what was the last one that we unlocked?
Tiger Style. You get Tiger
Style.
Mash buttons and raise your combo.
Yeah. Your combo is... The higher your combo is, the more damage you do with each note laser that you hit. And that makes it faster to kill things and makes it a lot easier in the boss battles. The other way to make combo go up is to kill enemies without getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because of the way that the music is tied to the level progression, sometimes you'll enter into a room, but you're still waiting for the music loop of the last section to end.
Yeah.
So as you're waiting, it just fills the room sort of randomly with 5 notes at a time. As you collect each note, it'll refill your health if you're low on health. But if you're at full health, it
raises
just adds one to your
by
combo.
One, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Every once in a while, you can actually hear in the music. Like, you can hear the music loop for a single room loop over on itself, and it's a little jittery.
Mm.
But for the most part, it actually works out really well.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the nature of trance music, but... what else about this game?
Like I said, the music is really amazing, and, like, I just listen to it by itself a lot.
Mm.
The bosses are really cool looking.
Like, there's, like, three environments, and then one final boss, and each environment has a boss in itself.
Yeah, and each, like, quote-unquote level area has, like, a theme going for it.
Like, Way of the Samurai.
Yeah.
And Candyland. But yeah, overall, it's a really simple game. You can beat it in... How long did it take us to beat it?
An hour?
Maybe an
if
hour.
If that?
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's really worth the playtime.
Mm-hmm. And then when you beat it, like, the difficulty level is measured in,
RPM?
Yeah, or beats per minute or something. I forget.
Well, because...
I was really looking at it.
33 and 45 is the speeds that the records play
at.
So, the slower one is the easier, and the faster one is harder. And then 78 RPM just says, warning!
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's really not all that much to say about it, but it is sort of an experience. Because as you're going through each of the levels, every time you beat a room and you're walking to the next one, it just pops up these words on screen, which... don't mean anything. They're very almost...
They're kind of abstract-y, philosophical-type
dealios. They're kind of like musings. It makes it feel like either some unseen power is following you and talking to you, or maybe you're having an inner monologue. But when it says stuff like, I am here, but EYE,
mm-hmm.
and when it says, you know, what I feel is... Or, no, what was it? What I see is a symphony, what I hear is a rainbow, what
yeah.
I feel is the closest thing to a miracle. It's like, okay, so you're saying some stuff. At least the samurai one.
I like it.
I like it too, but just, that's, like, because it does add to the atmosphere, which
mm-hmm.
this game kind of, like, you know, the mechanics are clever enough, but sometimes it's the atmosphere that goes for it, like... You know, just going through, seeing each level, and figuring out what weird things they're going to say next
mm-hmm.
is something that keeps you going.
Also, I imagine it's a lot harder to play by yourself, as opposed to how we did it, where we had one of us doing the shooting and one of us doing the running around.
Yeah. It's not impossible, but it's definitely a lot more tricky, mainly because you have to divide your attention. But I think that's why they allowed you to...
just focus on
one
of the
to only
buttons.
Use a third of the note if you need to, and not really be penalized for it. Because you can still make it through that way, it just takes a bit longer. And if you can manage it, you can just go up and just start mashing on all the notes. Well, not mashing, you need to actually hit them, but... Yeah.
Yep.
How you doing?
Good.
Have a good Easter?
Yeah, I had a good Easter. Got a lot of work to do now.
Yeah.
End of semester. You're graduating.
Yeah. That's going to be weird. If anybody out there wants to give me a job, I know how to do game design. I know how to do audio video work. I make websites. I do illustrations. I designed a media device once.
Really?
Yeah.
What did it do?
It was weird. It was like they wanted to basically build... kind of like an iPod Touch that would only work for the school news. Basically, so you could carry around your LMS Blackboard system with you.
Okay.
And then also get, like, you know, news, have the library of all the stuff. Like, all the phone numbers for campus.
Mm.
It was an alright idea, and then we realized, hey, wait. Pretty much everybody already has a device like this. And it would cost a lot of money to manufacture.
But.
Yeah. So anyway. Like, yeah. I don't know, in my mind this game was a lot bigger than I guess we can talk about it. And that's really the thing about it. Like, it's kind of an experience. Like, it's fun to play, and it's sort of... It's fun to look at it and see what's going on. The music is really good. So you don't get much out of it by talking about it. And, you know, free download. It was a student project. It actually is really good for a student project.
Yeah.
Like, it never feels janky, is sort of what you could say about it. And it looks good, and it sounds good. Like, I'm a little surprised that I thought they had, like, gotten sort of an established musician and borrowed their music, but no, I guess it was just somebody on the team, because he was also, like, the technical designer, and he had other credits than just music.
Also, at the end of each stage, your little dude breakdances, and it's adorable.
It's super adorable. Especially because you can then also turn him around, and he'll spin while keeping his animation going. Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it. Yeah, I'm sure, why not? We'll wrap this up. We'll put a link to the game in our show notes. Show notes can be found at leetcoustudios.net/podcast. You can send us feedback to podcast@leetcoustudios.net. You can find us on Twitter at @leetcou. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on... What's the other one? You can find us on iTunes. Leave a review. That's a great way to, you know...
Leave a review.
Yes, great way to leave a review by leaving a review. You can find us on... No, something's coming out soon. Oh, keep a lookout for my student project, which will be out probably within, like...
It's pretty good. It's a lot of fun.
It's going to be out in about 2 weeks' time. RPI has their Game Fest on May 7th and 8th. So we're going to have it done by the 7th so we can display it. And then after that... We're going to put it up, so keep an eye out on vsnitros.com. You'll be able to just play it for free right on there. It's a cool game. We're combining basically tile puzzle matching with action, jump around, blowing up viruses kind of stuff. I've been told it's pretty fun.
It is pretty fun.
There you go. Now you've been told it's pretty fun. So keep an eye out for that. Go enjoy Synesteeth. Did I say it wrong again?
Synesteet.
What did I say?
Synesteet.
That's because I have a list.
You don't.
Anyway, see you next week, everybody.
Bye. Definition of what synesthesia is for our less educated listeners.
You're a mid listener. Synesthesia is when you get your wires crossed and you start hearing. I could have said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. That's something we can.